We heard from the ASTI, the Secondary School Teachers Union, last week about their call for a pause in the plan to turn Synge Street School in Dublin into a Gaelchaláiste. More Gaelscoileanna and Gaelchaláiste are part of the programme for government. It's a commitment there. But critics say there needs to be specific targets. Our reporter Joe Caulfield spoke to students, staff and stakeholders this week about the obstacles facing the growth of Irish language learning. And he began at Muinsuras Fihilcuig, a conference celebrating Irish learning held in Athlone.
Capital chat tavotoch gmain chance e gasud a good day to chos all as goilge. I think it's so important that people have the option to learn true Irish, because that is their mother tongue, that is the native language of our country.
That's Chloe Ní Cnéilge, a student at Cloister Naoimh Éan on Inishman, outlining why she feels it's important all students have access to an education through Irish. But what are the government's plans for developing Irish medium learning in primary and secondary education?
Fundamentally, I think the largest challenge that we have at the moment is that there's no overarching vision for Irish medium education.
Blondin Ní Gréachán, or the Imnach of Gael Educus, the organisation which supports Irish language learning, outlines what she believes are some of the flaws in the current strategy.
Well, the programme for government doesn't indicate what those tangible goals would be. The previous programme for government indicated that it wanted to double the numbers attending Irish medium schools. That ambition hasn't been continued in the new programme for government, which is concerning for us. Without those tangible goals, we're a little bit without a compass.
How does that cause problems when it comes to aligning the provision of Gaelchaláiste with the Gaelscoileanna the students want to progress from?
There's a huge lack of opportunity for students to progress from level to level. We're currently awaiting the publication of a policy on Irish medium education. This policy will set out what the vision is for Irish medium education in terms of establishing schools. We firmly, as an organisation, believe that the way forward for immersion education, particularly at post-primary level, is the establishment of independent schools from the get-go. But based on what we understand at this point, we are concerned that the department doesn't see the absolute necessity for children to have that right to progress from primary to post-primary into an independent, immersive experience in independent Gaelchaláiste.
Figures from the Department of Education show there were 248 Gaelscoileanna and 50 Gaelchaláiste at the start of the school year in 2024. That's one less Gaelscoil and the same number of Gaelchaláiste as were in the country at the start of the school year in 2020.
Jean Gilger is my name. I'm the Education Policy and Development Officer with Education and Training Boards Ireland.
So where should the government's focus be in getting those numbers up?
There's huge scope to develop Gaelscoileanna at post-primary level, but we recognise that there are huge gaps. We have a number of Gaelscoileanna where the students have nowhere to go at post-primary level, and this urgently needs to be addressed.
The Department of Education says it's invested €405 million in Irish medium schools over the last 5 years, that a new policy is being developed which will include the growth and establishment of Gaelscoileanna and Gaelchaláiste. One of those hoping a new Gaelchaláiste will be developed from Synge Street CBS in Dublin City is Louisa Ní Éadán, whose son attends Bunscoil Synge and hopes to continue Irish medium learning.
A lot of the research shows that for a minority language thrive in an educational setting, particularly when it's surrounded by the majority language, which is, you know, English in Dublin in this case, is that it needs to be fully immersive. So that means from the second you step to the school grounds in the morning till the second you leave, everything needs to be done as Gaelga. So that poses challenges, obviously, and in the current plan outlined by the department, which is that the CBS site would be shared by these two groups or two schools, really, where you'd have the existing boys CBS and then also the Irish language stream too. So that's really critical, the linguistic separation, because otherwise it's very difficult for an educational experience completely through Irish to actually function.
An Ireland Think survey carried out in 2024 on behalf of Conor na Gaeilge and Fóras na Gaeilge found the number of students attending Irish medium education in the 2023-24 school year had fallen below 6%, despite the fact that over two-thirds of respondents wanted to see those numbers rise by over 20%.
Pádraic Pearse had his first school here from 1908 to 1910.
Principal of Gaelscoil Liosnaoig in Dublin, Cormac Chambers, believes a lack of second-level options is hampering Irish language learning on the whole.
There's always questions about secondary schools as well, so that's a huge factor for parents. Parents might make a decision not to go down the Gaelscoil route if they feel that there's no secondary school in the area that their kids will naturally progress into, because obviously it gives parents a roadmap for the future.